music playing at a welcoming ceremony before the official opening ceremony for the 23rd Winter Olympics today. We're not allowed to play sound yet from the opening ceremony because it hasn't yet been broadcast in the United States. NPR's Russell Lewis was there. He joins us from South Korea. Hi, Russell.
Hey there.
And Vice President Mike Pence is there. He was seated quite close to Kim Jong-un's sister during the opening ceremony, but it doesn't look like they spoke with each other.
No, in fact, he was sitting literally one row away from the North Korean delegation, just a few seats away, in fact. And everything that we've heard and seen is that they did not talk, didn't say anything, probably didn't even acknowledge each other.
And we'll be watching to see if they do at any point during the games. But meanwhile, the opening ceremonies, they've happened. You were there. They haven't been broadcast in the U.S. yet. But what were they like?
The opening ceremony of any Olympics is a special thing. And I think it was particularly special this time because, you know, really there's always this theme of togetherness and peace. But, you know, certainly that had a very specific meaning this time. There were really some pretty striking symbolic moments. Of course, Kim Jong-un's sister was there, as we mentioned, you know, in this rare appearance with the South. She actually shook hands with the South Korean president as the unified North-South team marched into the stadium. You know, the flag that they were jointly carrying, there was one member of the South, one member of the North were jointly carrying the flag as they marched into the stadium. The flag was white, and it was the entire Korean peninsula. And it was just a nice moment. You could see the people from the North and the South were walking in and happy, and it was just, you know, it was just nicely done. And, you know, the final torch moment, one member from the North and one member from the South were climbing these stairs to pass the torch to be lit. And again, it was just, you know, it was just a nice moment of togetherness.
There was some controversy about which American Olympian would lead the team and carry the flag. Aaron Hamlin was chosen over Shawnee Davis with a coin toss. What happened?
Well, I mean, that's kind of as much as we know. You know, Aaron Hamlin, of course, this is her fourth and final Olympics. She was overjoyed to carry the torch. You know, was finding it difficult to sort of put it into words when she met with the press after, you know, the announcement that she was going to be doing it. Shawnee Davis felt that, he was the right one to be holding the flag on the way in. And for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. So, you know, there's always a little bit of drama in any Olympics. And that's the drama that there is at the moment.
There are 242 athletes competing for the United States, which we read is the largest delegation any country has ever sent to a Winter Games.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And certainly, you know, not all of them marched, you know, in the opening ceremony, but certainly you could tell that it was, you know, one of the largest delegations there sort of coming in. And the United States is, you know, always dominant in any Olympics. You know, they've been better at the summer than in the winter, but they've fielding this larger team and hoping that they can do better this time around.
We've been following your tweets and the NPR team's tweets there in South Korea. And Melissa Block seems to be upset that it's too cold. How's the weather?
When we first got here a couple of days ago, you know, the lows were in the negative single digits. And, you know, the highs were getting up into the single digits and into the teens. And today in Pyeongchang, it was into the 20s. And I have to say, when you've been in the single digits, the 20s feels downright balmy.
Right.
It's supposed to warm up here for a little bit over the next couple of days. But they're talking about the possibility of a little bit of snow in a week's time. So the temperature's not too bad, but it's certainly playing into its name of being the Winter Olympics because it definitely is winter here.
So what will you be looking forward to this weekend in competition?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this weekend, I mean, the marquee event that we're all looking forward to is the men's downhill on Sunday. You know, it is one of the key events, and it's the fastest where the skiers will go down 90 miles an hour down the mountain. It's a pretty fearful kind of thing. And that's going to be the marquee event of this weekend.
You know, one of the storylines at almost every Olympics these days is that they spend all this money in the host country, they build all this infrastructure, and then there's always a question about whether they can actually sell the tickets that they need. What's it like in terms of the crowd there in South Korea?
Well, you know, I mean, the one thing that they'll always sell out is always the open and the closing ceremonies. That is always, you know, one of the highest demands. It's always some of the highest tickets. You know, I think really what you're interested in is looking into sort of as the games wear on, looking into the stadiums and seeing just how full that they are. You know, initially they were talking about that the ticket sales were a bit disappointing. They hadn't quite reached the levels that they had hoped. But we'll have to see, you know, how that turns around as the games go on.
You were in Rio for the Olympics. How does this compare to that one?
Well, it's definitely a little bit colder.
Right.
You know, there's a world of difference between the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics. Certainly, you know, I mean, the most striking thing to us and to our team here is, you know, from a logistics standpoint, that things are running very, very smoothly here in South Korea as compared to what we saw in Brazil. Not a criticism of Brazil. It's just that, you know, you can tell that they put a tremendous amount of preparation into it here in South Korea. The buses are running all on time. They show up when they're supposed to show up. And there just haven't been the issues that we were sort of wrestling with in Brazil.
That's NPR's Russell Lewis joining us from South Korea, where the Olympics are getting underway. Russell, thank you.
You're welcome.